Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
We've had a lot of reforms in the European insurance sector in the last few years, whether it's DORA, CSRD, Insolvencies 1 and 2. And here in Ireland, we have seen major changes to the rules surrounding compensation payments from courts for so-called slips and trips in order to get insurance premiums down. They've worked for car insurance, but not yet for the types of premiums paid out by companies such as public liability cover. Indeed, insurance companies here complain of too much red tape nowadays. So I caught up with Petra Hilkema, the chair of the European Insurance and Occupational Pensions Authority, the EU watchdog known as EIOPA, and began by asking whether there might be a bit too much regulation and legislation out there at this stage.
It's a key question because indeed we've seen in the last mandate of the Commission of 5 years, we've seen 10 new acts or 10 revised acts. So some are revised, some are brand new. And that is a lot. And not everything is yet fully done in the sense that lower legislation is still drafted, also by EIOPA. Moreover, it still has to be implemented. So do I foresee what is coming? No, I don't have a glass ball, and it is in the remit of the Commission, of course. But what I do hear and what I would encourage is that in the next 5 years, we focus on implementing what we have, maybe sometimes reviewing because we need to improve. And a candidate for this for me would be the level one text of the SFDR, the Sustainability Finance Reporting. I think we can improve there a bit, but focusing on implementation and only where necessary improving would be something I would welcome for the next mandate.
Is there a problem in Europe with companies, insurance companies, shopping around for the least strict regulator before setting up a business in the member state? And I'm talking about regulatory.
Well, fortunately, I do not think that is currently the case. I think companies will always try with a regulator what is possible. I know for a fact that they will tell always the regulator they're talking to that the regulator is more tough than the others. But the good thing is we have EIOPA, which is the meeting of supervisors. It's the collective effort of supervisors. We talk to each other. And here I do think we are quite good in making sure we identify areas where we do get complaints also from the industry or where they identify issues. And we work then on guidance on how to be more convergent. An example is reinsurance now. How do we treat mass lapse, for example? But in general, I think that thanks to Solvency II, we have a level playing field. If you would ask me on conduct supervision, here I would say I'm not sure about a lot of shopping around, but I am very conscious of the fact that there are differences in supervision simply because the legislative framework is minimum harmonization, allowing for national specific additions. And that is the reality. And in a cross-border context, that can still have an impact on companies.
Okay. Is there any chance of a single European regulator rather than multiple regulators in multiple jurisdictions?
Well, my answer to that would be that if you look at a single market with insurers serving that market on the basis of one license, with a need for efficiency, with a need to become more competitive, then moving forward, also having one supervisor makes sense. It's more efficient, it could reduce burden, but it will also help on the example I just gave, conduct supervision, to be more aligned. So will it happen tomorrow? I'm not sure. Is it and should it be the direction of travel? Yes, I think so.
Okay. We in Ireland have long complained about paying way more for our public liability insurance and a lot of other types of insurance than other European nations. There have been a lot of reforms in Ireland in the last few years, certainly the last 4 years. Have they gone far enough?
Well, here, I think, first of all, that's a question really purely about a national market, and that is in the remit of the Central Bank of Ireland. That keeps us, by the way, well posted. I think that the fact that your legal system allows for a certain way of identifying and setting damages can have an impact on the price.
Excessive damages, some people would say.
Indeed, some people would say excessive damages, and then and also unpredictable damages, because if it depends on what may come out in court, it's very difficult to price for ex ante. And as supervisors, we always say you need to price the risk, because otherwise you can't pay for it when you need to. And so this difficulty needs to be addressed. And I do think Ireland is making steps in that direction to have a more ex ante view on the maximum levels of possible payouts that then need to translate into still affordable insurances. And I highly welcome that effort as a country. I think an extreme example in the world currently is Florida, where NatCat risk is currently very difficult to insure. And that is also related to the way damages are settled in court. So here, the difference in legal system is not per se something that is good or bad, but it has an impact on how you price risk. And it can result in actually risks being too expensive and also more expensive than necessary for a society to manage its risk.
Oh, and is that because Ireland's judicial system was inherited from the UK and it doesn't have code law as its basis?
That is the difference.
And that is Petra Hilkma, the chair of the European Insurance and Occupational Pensions Authority, or EIOPA.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.